The theory of risk management. Risk exists in any business. Successful businesses have policies and procedures to ensure compliance with state and local legislation. One accidental misrepresentation on the broker's part or one of the supervised agents can negatively color the opinions of the brokerage's contemporaries and the general public. Every real estate brokerage should employ risk management to reduce and manage the legal risks involved with doing business. What is the probability of risk? A licensed real estate sales agent is generally an agent of their broker. The sales agent represents the sponsoring broker, from whom the agent derives authority, duties, and responsibilities to represented buyers and sellers. The broker represents the client. The sales agent license holder represents the broker. To that end, a real estate broker must supervise and advise all licensed and unlicensed agents and employees at their brokerage. There are many risks associated with doing business as a real estate broker, unintentionally creating an agency relationship with a potential buyer or seller before the agency relationship has been created in writing. Mishandling trust funds, commingling or conversion. Fair housing violations. Misrepresentation or fraud. Failing to give the proper disclosures promptly. Standard of care issues. Agency relationships are said to be fiduciary relationships. Real estate license holders are fiduciaries for their clients. As such, they are held to a high standard of care. A client hires an agent to do more than locate a property or find a ready, willing, and able buyer. An agent's obligations extend beyond selling or locating a property. Real estate agents are held to a standard of care that requires, among other duties, that they are knowledgeable about the land, the title, and the physical characteristics of the property being sold. The agent must use reasonable care and diligence in guiding the seller to arrive at a reasonable listing price, advising the seller client to accept a reasonable purchase price from a buyer client, always in light of current market values, making reasonable efforts to sell the property, such as open houses, MLS, advertising, etc., making available properties that meet the buyer's purchasing objectives, affirmatively discovering relevant facts and disclosing these facts to the client, investigating the material facts related to the sale and asking the seller questions, the duty to question, that will clarify the seller's needs and protect the seller's best interests, preparing and explaining the provisions of the listing form, buyer rep agreement, purchase contract, and other relevant legal documents, recommending that the client seek independent expert advisors, such as attorneys, inspectors, appraisers, and accountants, when appropriate, helping the principals meet deadlines and closing dates. Agents must exercise care by knowing the laws, financing options, and, most importantly, the client's level of knowledge and expertise. Agents representing buyers must realize that their duty extends beyond giving honest information to a customer to rendering sound advice and recommending that the buyer obtain assistance from independent experts. Risky business. Some businesses are inherently riskier than others, due to the legality and liability of many of the daily activities at a real estate brokerage. Stringent regulations and legislation are in place. There are also hefty fines and other legal consequences for breaking the rules. According to an article published by Inman in 2019, the 10 most common reasons for which real estate agents get sued are 1. Failing to disclose a property defect. If you have knowledge of property defects, or if you spotted a defect during the agent's visual inspection, disclose, disclose, disclose. 2. Breach of fiduciary duty. Do not place your interests above those of your client. You are in a fiduciary relationship with your client, so you must place their interests above yours. 3. Representing clients in unfamiliar territory. If you are unfamiliar with farm and ranch properties and their unique issues, such as mineral rights, water rights, and specialized equipment, refer them to an agent specializing in farm and ranch transactions. As an agent, you are the expert, so stick to the real estate practice and geographical areas in which you have competence. 4. Giving legal advice. Most real estate brokers and agents are not attorneys or CPAs, and should refrain from giving legal or tax advice to their clients. If your clients need advice on a legal or tax matter, direct them to consult with an attorney or CPA. You could be held liable for giving incorrect legal or tax advice. 5. Misleading clients. Puffing, using adjectives and opinions rather than details or facts, is not misrepresenting, but exaggerated puffing can lead to misrepresentation. Take care not to overstate the positive features of a property that could lead to a claim of misrepresentation. 6. Breach of contract. Be aware of all time frames established in the contract. Guide your client through the process so that all contractual deadlines are met. 7. Failing to keep clients' data safe. Protect clients' information and follow all internet usage policies at your brokerage. 8. Failing to recommend inspections. Recommend that the buyers use a professional inspector. 9. Negligence, errors and omissions. Insurance is a must. 10. Bodily injury. Check out the property before showing it to minimize all possible physical risks. Errors and omissions policy. According to TRILA Section 1100.1.355. Business entities. A. To be eligible for a license under this chapter, a business entity must 2. Provide proof that the entity maintains errors and omissions insurance with a minimum annual limit of $1 million for each occurrence if the designated broker owns less than 10% of the business entity. An errors and omissions policy, E and O policy, is a contract between the insurance company and the broker/license holder. Therefore, each policy should be scrutinized to determine coverage issues and duties of the insured. Most E and O policies require timely and full disclosure of potential claims. Remember that brokers are responsible for the sales agents working with them, and E and O insurance can protect your business from claims of wrongdoing. Need for agency policy, scope of authorization. Section 535.2 of the TREC rules requires brokers to maintain written policies and procedures addressing a variety of matters, including the relationship between the broker and agents sponsored by or associated with the broker, competency of agents, compensation issues, maintenance of trust accounts, and maintenance of business records in general. Sales agent's scope of authorized activities. A broker is required to advise a sponsored sales agent of the scope of the sales agent's authorized activities. Unless such scope is limited or revoked in writing, a broker is responsible for the authorized acts of the broker's sales agent, but the broker is not required to supervise the sales agent directly. Suppose a broker permits a sponsored sales agent to conduct activities beyond the scope explicitly authorized by the broker. In that case, those two will be deemed authorized acts for which the broker is responsible. It may be prudent to define the authorized acts in the independent contractor agreement and review them periodically with each license holder. Any delegation by the sponsoring broker to nominate another license holder to assist in administering compliance with the Act and TREC rules must be in writing. This delegation does not relieve the sponsoring broker from overall responsibility for the supervision of sponsored license holders, as stated in TREC Rules Section 535.2E. In addition, a broker shall maintain written policies and procedures to ensure that each sponsored sales agent maintains his or her license in active status at all times while engaged in activities subject to the Act. Any and all compensation paid to a sponsored sales agent for acts or services subject to the Act is paid by, through, or with the written consent of the sponsoring broker. Each sponsored sales agent is provided on a timely basis, prior to the effective date of the change, notice of any change to the Act, TREC rules, or TREC promulgated contract forms. Each sponsored sales agent receives such additional educational instruction the broker may deem necessary to obtain and maintain on a current basis competency in the scope of the sponsored sales agent's practice subject to the Act, in addition to completing statutory minimum continuing education requirements. Each sponsored sales agent's advertising complies with TREC rules. All trust accounts, including but not limited to property management trust accounts and other funds received from consumers, are handled with appropriate controls by the broker. TREC Rules Section 535.2L specify that when the broker is a business entity, the designated broker assumes the broker's responsibilities under TREC Rules Section 535.2, Broker's Responsibility. This responsibility includes the delivery of mail and other correspondence from TREC to sponsored sales agents. Records retention and control, paper versus electronic. The broker should emphasize the retention of executed copies signed by all parties to a transaction. Additionally, a chronological filing system for transactional records should be maintained. If a brokerage uses a digital form of record keeping, the broker must reproduce or transmit the record upon request. Retention considerations. A broker might consider whether to incorporate the following in setting up a retention policy. Secure executed copies signed by all parties to a transaction. Use a chronological filing system for sure and easy retrieval. Keep separate physical disk records available, if digitizing records, and record when hard copies are shredded. Be able to convert digital record for delivery or transmittal to TREC upon request. Remove transactional records from collective records at or soon after 4 years, after abstracting desired transactional data. And develop a written office policy ensuring protected access to records both on and off the office premises. Special level of record keeping and retention for IRS. The broker should use the same best record keeping practices as for TREC. However, the IRS requires 7 years in case of an allegation of fraud. Employment records must reflect independent contractor status, signed by the broker or broker representative and sponsored license holder. Privacy of personal information. Confidentiality of information while performing as a fiduciary does not have a termination date unless this duty is released in writing, such as in a conventional listing or buyer representation agreement. The format of all record keeping is flexible, provided that a copy is readily available to TREC for at least 4 years from the date of closing or termination of the contract. TREC Rules Section 535.2H enumerate a minimum list of required records and include disclosures, broker compensation agreements, work files, contracts and related addenda, receipts and disbursements of compensation for services subject to the Act, property management contracts, documents required by USPAP for appraisals, sponsorship agreements between the broker and sponsored sales agents. Defamation. What can a license holder do if someone publishes a defamatory statement about the license holder? First, the license holder should ask the publisher to remove the statement or ask for a correction or retraction in a printed document. Suppose the publisher does not remove the statement or take other actions. In that case, the license holder may have the legal right to sue the publisher for defamation if the false statement is injurious. Defamation is the act of harming another person's reputation by making a false statement to a third party, either by slander, spoken words, or libel, printed words. Usually, a defamation claim requires evidence of a false statement, a statement made to someone other than the person who is allegedly defamed, and the damage to the person allegedly defamed, either by intention or reckless disregard for the truth. Defamation, per se, occurs when a person publishes a false statement of such a significant matter that the law does not require proof of harm. A license holder who intends to use a statement that could potentially harm another should consult an attorney before publishing the statement in order to avoid allegations of defamation. Sudden cessation or termination of sponsoring broker or designated broker of a licensed business entity. What happens when the sponsoring broker for all the sales agents in a brokerage firm or the designated broker for a licensed business entity under which the sales agent's licenses are held passes away or otherwise becomes incapacitated due to sudden illness? Too often, the commission receives phone calls from the brokerage firm asking what to do. It may be prudent for the sponsoring broker or brokerage firm to have a written policy that addresses the sudden cessation or break of sponsorship due to illness or death. Under TREC rules, a solo practitioner broker's license is automatically placed on inactive status upon their death, along with the broker's sales agent's licenses. All agents must cease all brokerage activities. However, if a business entity's designated broker passes away, there is a 14-day grace period for the entity to name a new broker. The entity must submit the new designated broker's name, and the commission must approve. A written policy addressing what happens in emergencies such as these may help alleviate any client concerns and meet regulatory requirements during the transition so that the firm can continue to conduct business without a break in service.